بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. To forego your comfort for the comfort of others is a very great ibadat. It sounds very easy, but when you face with situations of all kinds, then you come to realize you're a failure. Especially to forego the comfort of fulfilling the comfort of others over your own comfort. You're not concerned of your comfort at all. And that is very, very difficult. When the person has the condition in him that in every occasion, because in this present time we are going through a different condition. Before it was different with our children, our families, our friends, with everyone in general, it's not the same anymore. There's no such thing as warmth anymore at home. Everywhere there's no warmth at all. There's no sincerity at all. Everything is cold. At home is cold. Outside is cold. No warmth at all. Whether it's the father, whether it's the wife, whether it's the friend, you look at it from all sides, you'll find there's no warmth at all, only there's cold all the time. On that occasion, Mahasa said that you forego your rights and fulfill the rights of others. That is very, very difficult, but there's a very great reward for it. There was a buzhrug, a saint. His wife would trouble him too much. All kinds of trouble. So much of trouble she should give him that even the murid saw that too. So they told him that, Hazrat, you know what, you can't stay in this condition. It is very, very sad. Why don't you divorce her? Because at the moment, divorce is very high rate in South Africa. Sorry to say that. Very high rates. He told the murids, divorce is in my hands. I can give it now. But I'm concerned that if I divorce her, they'll be left alone. I don't know what will happen to her. I don't know what will happen. Yet she is causing so much of harm to him. So much of taklif. Every corner, every move that he's making is taklif. There's no happiness at all. But he's keeping silent. Not saying one word. This is called, you know, controlling of anger, tolerance, all that comes in between. Today, because as I said again, the divorce rate is so high that every small thing. Mahasaya, you see, when you got married, why didn't before get married, tell her what your conditions are. At that time, you accepted everything. But the moment something happens, small, you erupt. So he said, I can give her divorce tomorrow, what will happen to her? And if she gets married to someone else, that poor man, he'll get taklif. He'll be finished. Look how far-sighted they are, how the concern of others' comfort. The comfort of others. Then Hazrat said also this, that even your wife, you don't have comfort for her too. If she asks for water and you're sleepy, you won't wake up to give a glass of water to. But she will wake up and give you water. If you are sick, very, very sick, and she is also sick, but she'll make sure she'll attend to you when she forgets the sickness. They forego the rights for the rights. But we are a small thing. Very quickly we give divorce, thinking that you get a better partner. And then you come to realize, when you got another partner, then you come to realize how much things of your old partner. So tolerance is so important. It's very important to have tolerance in every occasion. If you do not have tolerance in you, that means you've got anger in you. Anger roots tolerance. Tolerance, you don't have tolerance, no anger. That's why the Buzurgan-e-Deen, when you take the road to Suluk, you know, you all came here, sit down here, Alhamdulillah, Allah must accept us. But you take the road to Suluk, means the road to Allah Ta'ala. You must remember, it's a garden of roses, full of thorns. You can't walk straight. You'll have to walk with very cautious. Very cautious how you're walking. You'll be poked everywhere. That's how our life is here. Every step that you're taking, you're getting up. There was a buzruk. It so happened that one person should harm him so much with words and all kind of things. He should sway him. If he can help it, he bring others to harm him too. But don't say one word. When he passed away, then he heard that he passed away. So he went to the qabr of his. And he read namaz de turakat, namaz. He said, Ya Allah, whatever harm he has caused to me, O Allah, do not take him to task for that. I'm here to say I've forgiven him all. I've forgiven. So they were of people of that kind that they overlooked their shortcomings, but they made sure that others may be given better. The other comfort others all the time. And this condition can only come into us if we have in us tolerance and not to have anger in us. Anger has caused all the harm, to kill people, to cause harm to them. Likewise, another buzuk, it so happened that he was a cyber istighraq. He goes into istighraq. When they go to this, you can't get istighraq. You know, hal. Nor did no one hal he get. Like one person, he got into hal. When he got into hal, it makes a difference, he got into hal. So one person, he not got into hal. He's just a hal he is. Not real hal. He said, you know, no. He took a pin and poked him. He woke up. When a sahib hal is a person that the time when he gets to hal, you can chop him, you won't know. The pain is not needed. So this buzuk was inside the hal and someone came and stabbed him 11 times. And there was no one there, but he was in hal, he didn't know nothing happened. But the murid there saw some blood streaming, flowing. So straight away they went and they got hold of him. When they got hold of him, now it is known that they are going to punish him. The buzuk said one thing to everyone. No one must cause harm to him at all. Look what they have done to him. How much of harm he caused to him. But he says, do not cause harm to him at all. And he told that no one must cause harm. He took some few coins, you know, coins. He said, please take this thing here. I think when you are stabbing me, you must have got taklif with your hand too. You got taklif with your hand? At least take this. You remember that incident some time ago I said? That they want to see one buzruk said, I want to go and see buzruks. You say, go to one mosque and you find three people there, give them one shot. It reminds of that incident. It reminds of that incident. The first one gave him a shot. He gave him the same shot. The second one gave a shot. He just looked at him. The third one gave him a shot. He said, hey, I'm sorry, man, your hand was feigning now for that. These were people of that kind. They do not know what's the meaning of harming someone. They overlooked all the things. They forego their comfort for the comfort of others. Further, Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, in the time of Congress, someone came and actually wanted to strangle him to the extent he could have died. But on time, people came and saw, caught hold of him. And the moment they got hold of him, he went, no, it's now they want to call the police. But the Thani says, you can call no police at all. Let him go home. Free him. What will happen to his family? What they'll think? Where they'll think? How much of taklif they'll go through? They were insisting still to call the police. He said, I command you that you must free him up. Why are we being told all these kind of incidents? For what? To bring that quality into us that they were people of this kind. That when you become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to have this quality in you. and children have this quality. You cannot become close to Allah. Today is revenge. Everyone wants to take revenge. The road to Allah Ta'ala is one thing. There is no revenge. No revenge. If there was revenge, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entering Makkatul Mukarramah, you know, victory of Makkah. How he entered, and the king enters a place for victory, he walks with stretched out, his shoulders out. Yeah, he's bowing down on his camel, crying, Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath. And no victory has come, but oh Allah, you brought it. So much of humility, humbleness, humble, that's a quality every one of us to have. If you want to have this quality of tolerance and sabr, the biggest quality is humbleness. Humility to be humble, no matter what Allah Ta'ala. There was no one greater than Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is so humble. He's crying, you know. His neck is touching the neck of the camel and he's crying, oh Allah, you brought us. And he said to the people that today I have forgiven every one of us. As Yusuf alayhi salam forgave his brothers, La tathib alaykum yawm to the other. We have to get the same quality into us. Learn to forget and forgive. Until you don't have that thing there. They were this quality, that's why they were so raised in front of Allah. So if a person has to have a kind of a quality to talk a good language. Good language is very important. Talk with good words. Do not talk with bad words. I know I went to one house, the father and son, F and B is one way. The father is using it, the son is using it, all the sons are using it. I looked and said, what's wrong with you all? What's happened to you all? Where's the respect? The mother comes, she's been using language too. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So Islam teaches us that learn to use good language. Today we use on our wives' languages, Allah khair fama. Allah mari ifadat fama. Not khair, ifadat fama. Sad to say. I just got a message, one person, he actually, the wife, she's got a blue eye. She's got a blue eye, and then he say, I'm sorry. She hurt her. She's got bruise on her body. The same woman, the mother of your children, the same woman who you want to have relation at night, the same woman, you treat her like that. I told that person straight, if your sister go through, what would happen? You do the same thing. We are gone to that extent, what anger can do. Because you don't have tolerance in you. It is very sad. So we have to learn to speak good language. Language is very important, what language you speak. Kindness language is very important to all the time. Because once a person begins to speak in good language, then you must know this, but he'll always at a time of anger too. He won't speak out of turn. It's habit to talk good. He'll be very careful what he speaks. His tongue is also controlled. He won't speak out of turn. Because he knows this, but I must always speak good language. And that's a very good thing. And if one does it, would be when with the time when he forgives people and forget people, then he's among the Siddiqeens. Just imagine a Siddiqeen you are if you forgive people. And if you do not forgive people, but don't talk about them too, then you become among the Muttaqeen. But Siddiqeen is something else. Siddiqeen is something. There was no one more greater than Hazrat Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no one, if someone talk bad or so, how hurt you get. You know the case that took place with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. The Quran is mentioned in details that what happened to her. The false accusation against her. And who got the taklif for 1 month that Nabi Karim did not speak to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. And 1 month, wahi did not come to, what taklif he must underwent. So much taklif he underwent. And we know that she was bark. Yet that one sahabi, he actually, a false accusation against her. The moment he put a false accusation against her, as Abu Bakr Siddiq's connection, he was relationship, very close relationship. Immediately he said that I'm not going to give him any more donation. He was a poor man. So he donated. Because he was so hurt that, you know what, did Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hurt? To hurt Nabi Karim is somebody else. And then you must know that his daughter also. He was not concerned of his daughter. He was concerned of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why must he get taklif? Today we are giving so much taklif Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we don't, our beards are not right too. Our clothing are not right too. If people go in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a beard of that kind, you are happy, but he's happy to meet you. This is our condition today. But the moment, you know, he said this much that I'm not prepared to give him any more donation. But they had a fear of Allah Ta'ala too. Allah Ta'ala sent the ayat down straight away. Do you love that Allah Ta'ala will love you? If you want Allah Ta'ala to love you, then whatever your donation you're giving to, even people oppressed you, then you must be good to you. You must be good to them. To be good to someone who's good to you is a favor. But the person who's bad to you and to be good to him, that's kamal. Kamal is that much. A person does harm to you, but you're good to him. And every Nabi Karim, every action example to show you, people harmed him to that extent. But in the end, he was so good to them. He never showed any kind of remorse to them. He never cursed them too. To that extent, he was so good to them. This is what we are supposed to do. Our hearts must be clean. We were not supposed to cause any harm to anyone. So it so happened that he said straight to it, I want Allah Ta'ala to love me. And immediately began to give donation again, straight away. Today if you tell someone, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing that to your brother? Why do you do your relatives are so poor? Why don't you help them? No, I cannot help them. Because they did this to me. Who can be more closer to them than Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That then too we are not prepared to help. We are prepared to give others. We have been tested in this world, remember. In the test in this way that you come to know whether you are true in whatever you are saying. So the most important thing is that forgive. When you ask for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala, that person becomes very close to Allah Ta'ala. We all want to become close to Allah Ta'ala. Who do not want to come close to Allah Ta'ala? But become like Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow his way of life. Bring that sabr in our lives. That person, you know, many a time you find that a person who asks for forgiveness, you know, and then when you have tolerance in him, he doesn't have tolerance, anger in him. It's a very great achievement at a time when you got anger and he does not act on it. One is a person, you know, he does not have anger because of some weakness. Some weakness. The reason he got that weakness that, you know what, I can't do anything. This is stronger than me. He'll cause harm to me. That person's anger is of that kind that he'll have more malice and jealousy for you. He will look for some occasion, he wants to know something, but he must be harmed. Behind your back, he'll cause all kind of things. He will even talk bad about you. It'll be all kind of things he'll do to you because his aim is not there. He cannot do anything at all because he's scared. He got no means. He's weak. That weakness is dangerous. Because that person will make dua for you too. But he'll make dua that Allah must punish you. But a person who has the means is strong. And then when he says this much, that with all that he has in him, he does not take revenge. Because why? When he forgives now, he does when he tolerates his anger. He controls his anger that he has the means to get angry. All the power, everything. But with all that, he still holds his power. Holds his anger. And you find that he does not act. That is what. And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is very close to me. That he has the means of getting angry. And why I'm saying this? Because we are always getting angry with our wise men. They are our main, what must I say, they are targets. They are targets. At that time you must think of this what I said now. That I am strong enough. I can do everything with her. I do not want Allah Ta'ala to get angry with me. I'll hold back my thing. I'll hold my anger back. I won't tell anything. If someone has to tell you something, you must remember, because they'll tell you, hey, you're a coward, man. You find people saying that. The time when you hold your anger, you're a coward, bro. That's why you're doing that. When the person says that you're a coward, and then you act on it, you say, yeah, I am a coward, and you act on it, you realize you're a weakling. But at that occasion, we say, I'm a coward, no doubt, but I'm prepared to save myself a punishment hereafter. This punishment is nothing. That punishment hereafter is worse than this. I'd rather save myself from that. So this anger has caused all the harms to us. So many a time you see that the person don't make salam to you. You'll be surprised. When a person is that kind, he doesn't make salam to you. He just walk away too. He won't make dua for you too. All kinds of things. So show the road. And remember one thing, when the anger is so, when you get the achievement of the anger, that you control it, do you not know that the road to the Ambiyas that is? Because why the Ambiyas had the greatest sabr there? The sabr that you now will achieve, the sabr of the Ambiyas, the Nabis, how they had it. They had all the opportunity to cause harm. But look how much of sabr they made. That's why when you may suffer in this world at the time when you're strong enough to take revenge and don't take revenge and you may suffer and don't get angry, then you're getting more closer to Anbiya Ikram. More closer to Nabis. And when you get more closer to Nabis, then you must know the suffer of Nabis coming to your life too. That's why someone said that if you make suffer at home or anyway may suffer, you get the reward of suffer of Ayub al-Islam. Ayub al-Islam was something else. What suffer he made? The time when Shaitan told him straight that you're only making ibadah because Allah Ta'ala gave you wealth and everything. You had grown your children now. Straight away Allah Ta'ala took everything away, but he still removed Allah Ta'ala. He still removed Allah Ta'ala. And what sabr he had to be, the people took him out of the country, to place, city, out of the place, he must go away. No one could look after him besides his wife. Wife is a wife. Wife is a life. No one look up. But just to tell you how much sabr he made. You know something, the time when he was so sick. And one day, you know, Jibreel Islam came to me, salam to him. He delayed in his jawab, his answer. Jibreel said, oh, Ayub, why did you delay? He said, what must I do? There was an insect in under my tongue, was eating his food. Under my tongue. I did not want to answer it. I disturbed that insect. So just imagine. And leave alone this much that the time Allah cured him. Someone asked him, how are you, Ayub? Alhamdulillah. But not at the time that I was sick. At time when I was sick, in the morning, ek awaz aati ek Ayub, kya hal hai? That hal was Allah. That condition, Allah was that, oh Allah, oh are you, how are you, that condition, whole day again, ecstasy, oh hal, hal. We can't explain to you because you don't experience those things. End of the day, also the same answer, oh are you, how are you. That's just that voice saying him, he gets a different hal. But no doubt he said, shukr to Allah, ta'ala, Allah give me good health. But just to show you that in every condition, how much they were making sabr. They should make sabr in every condition. And tolerance is the most important thing. Tolerate it. To sabr. So when you get the greatest achievement at the time when you make sabr and control your anger is you must know you become closer than the Anbiya Ikram. And if you do not, you cannot talk good, do not talk bad also. If you cannot talk good advice, don't give bad advice. And the best thing in this world is this time. Khamoshi. Be silent. Don't fall into any affairs. Don't fall into anyone's affairs. Look into your own affairs. You see that the barakat is. We are lacking that today a lot. We have to have that condition us. But as I've said again, that the talk more was important was, look at how the Buzugan had been, when people should come and harm to them too. But in return, they were very good to them. So we must also learn this. That forego your comfort for the comfort of others. No matter what it is. Imam Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, he only sleeps in the afternoon. 50 years or 40 years, one wuzu. Fajr and Isha. Isha and wuzu. Just imagine 40 years, Fajr and Isha, one wuzu. So one person heard that there's no one person like who's more sabr than Imam Hanifa. So he said, let me test him. So he tested him. asked him. He went and knocked at the door. The time is going in the afternoon to make the Kailu line. Not our wings. Our wings, when we do Kailullah, Asr Namaz goes away too. Then, no, it's Sunnah to make Kailullah, not Sunnah. You know, very quickly we say, Sunnah to make Kailullah. But we forgot the Faraz to that. That's how we'll do. But here, you know, he just was about to go. And the person knocks at his door. The moment he knocked at his door, he opened the door. He said, I was going to ask you a question, though I forgot. Baba, if you are sleeping and you receive a phone call, sorry, wrong number, khalas, the wife, you are out of the your head is gone, the wife. He said, what she did to you? What did she do to you? But he said, sorry, wrong number, Allah khair. Because you just sleep here and he got you up. And said, sorry, wrong number. The wife get the wrong number. But here he says, no, he knocked at the door. He said, no, don't worry. Allahu Akbar, what do you call that? What do you call that? You know, this is being, my Hazrat should tell us this thing for what? Then if people ask, talk to you anyhow too, how you must tolerate, don't get angry. What's the reason for him to tell us that for a mufti, if someone asks a wrong question, then you must know how to do it too. And something happens, you must know how to tolerate too. That's why he told us this. Don't get angry. So just imagine, this is how important it is that he just didn't say, but let me tell you what he asked. He said, I want to ask you a question. You know what question he asked him? After two times, he said, Hazrat, I got the question. I said, what's the question? Is human excreta sweet or sour? Now just imagine, a man is so sick, he's going to sleep now, he asks a stupid question like that. This is showing us, to Mahazaj, showing us that how you tolerate to people and talk nonsense with you, how you must able to tolerate. It's not a joke, it's not a thing. If you want to come a real man, if your wife speaks to you out of turn, you don't go out of turn too. You must know how to tolerate it. Straight away, when he said, when it is fresh, it is sweet. When it's stale, it's sour. Did you eat it? Now see what kind of question, what kind of answer is giving. Why did my Hazrat give us this question to ask? My dear friend, you must understand. Aadmi bano, become a person of tolerance. A person can take off with you, tell you words of any kind, words any kind. Control yourself. You see, no, so nice it, you know. You see, when it is fresh, flies go on it. And flies go on sweet things. Flies go on sweet things. And when it becomes stale, flies no more there. So it is sour. How nicely he answered it. Now tell me, what was the reason for Hazrat to give us this incredible instance? It's because we are faced in this world of different kinds of people who treat us in different way. If you know, if you keep this in front of you and become tolerant in every way, you will have no anger at all. You'll be able to save the situation at home too. If the wife speaks something out of turn too, you remember, hey, kya ho gaya, kuch nahi. We'll tolerate it. So this is what is wanted. If anger must go, you want control of anger, bring this quality in you to have tolerance in you, every condition. If you only read 5-10 namaz and you bring this quality in you, Allahu Akbar, what must I say? To read Tahajjud namaz is a very great ibadat. Very great ibadat. One Mahazrat said, Nabi Karim told the Sahabas, do you want to know a person who is better than that person who reads the whole year, he keeps ibadat, keeps fast the whole day, and at night, the whole night, he makes ibadat the whole year? Do you want to know? Sahabas got a surprise. Ya Allah, who can there be a person better than that? Whole year he's keeping ibadah, keeping fast. They were surprised. Because to wake up every day with tahajjud namaz and to keep fast whole year, it is a small thing. Because you don't know it. Very great thing. But the story of sahaba, do you want to know better than that? He said, husne khulq. Husne? Good character. Good character. Do not have it. And the only way good character can come in, I'm saying again and again and again, do not have pride in you. Do not have pride. Humility, humbleness. Take everyone better than you. Hazrat Thani Rahman says, when you look at a small person, you say, Ya Allah, he's got less sin than me, then he's better than me. How we should look at it? You say, when you look at a person younger than you, say, Ya Allah, he's got less sin than me, then he's better than me. And you look at a person older than you, say, Ya Allah, he's got more, he's better than me. How he puts a person to how to bring his life, to control himself, to bring about humility. So this is what it is. Anger, keep away from. Anger, keep away. And the only way is humility. May dua to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, Allah. Amal kani tawfiq nasib. Wa akhru da'a alhamdulillah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala sayyidina Muhammad. Rabbana atmim lana nurana wa aghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in. Allahumma nas'aluka as-sihha wal iffah wal amana wa husnul khulq wal ridha wal qadar. اللهم ربنا اتمم لنا نورنا وانفعنا انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. والله پوری دنیا میں مسلمان کو خوب عزت دو. غزہ میں جو کچھ ہو رہا ہے اللہ تعالی کو پوری کامیابی نصیب. اللہ گیو دیم وکٹری. یا اللہ ایوریتھنگ از ان یور ہینڈز. یو ہیو دی فل نالج اف واٹ ایور از ہیپنگ ایوری ویئر. یا اللہ گیو دیم وکٹری. ڈو ناٹ ڈسگریس دیم. یا اللہ ڈو ناٹ ڈسگریس دی مسلم ورلڈ. گیو دیم فل برکت اینڈ عزت اینڈ گیو دیم وکٹری. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد رحمة الله.